Some of the presentation may cover some basic ground, which may be old hat for people in this room. It may be, but it's not old hat for other people in the room. So we apologize in advance for those for whom we're rehashing things that they already know. But we're going to broadly focus on the categories of trademarks and copyrights and the various permutations of infringement with respect to those rights and the platforms in which those can occur. You know, one of the things that's become more and more true is it's never just one thing online. Any content you encounter online is a bundle that may implicate a bunch of different rights. And this excerpt from the Dell page on YouTube is a good example of that. We have trademark rights in the Dell logo and the YouTube logo. The video has a living person in there who is potentially the owner of a right of publicity. There's the video itself is an audiovisual work, and the composition in it is a musical work with a performance right potentially attached to it. There's third-party contents in the comments down below, which, as everybody who's ever encountered those know, are a rich source of deep insight and trenchant analysis. And, you know, even something as like the piano might be subject to a trade dress. Now, this piano probably isn't, notwithstanding its white color, but if anyone's ever encountered guitar manufacturers, they are quite particular in the idea that they have distinctive trade dress in their designs. So even something like that can create a potential issue and a potential infringement opportunity.